Mrs. Obama, off limits? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The stubborn skies of Portland, Oregon turned blue, and Barack Obama drew the largest crowd of his campaign along the banks of the Willamette. The only cloud? An ad by the Tennessee GOP comparing Mrs. Obama's pride in America to the pride of ordinary Tennesseans.
And let me tell you something. For the first time in my adult life, I am proud of my country.
I am proud of this country each and every day.
I'm Bob Hope, and I'm proud to be an American because mainly of the First Amendment.
Which had Mr. Obama issuing a stern warning to the GOP.
If they think that they're going to try to make Michelle an issue in this campaign, they should be careful because that I find unacceptable.
So, you think those GOP consultants are suddenly thumbing through the rule book to make sure that all future ads are acceptable to Senator Obama? Oh, yeah. When they're not combing YouTube for stuff like this.
Before we can work on the problems, we have to fix our souls. Our souls are broken in this nation.
It's just too tempting. Michelle Obama is one outspoken woman. In fact, she's even more outspoken than this woman.
I find it embarrassing that the President of the United States goes to Saudi Arabia.
But Hillary Clinton can only wish that somebody would make some nasty ads about her. Nobody even pays attention anymore. John McCain decided he could get more votes making age jokes about himself on late night TV. And so, as her campaign fades into history, prepare yourself, Mrs. Obama. Prepare yourself. Flag bin might not hurt. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.